Welcome to the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm Michael with Play With Your Food Productions.
I'm Nathan Prince from Legendary Productions.
And we were just actually in here before we started recording talking about our least favorite words. Remember when episode one, our least favorite word was no?
Yes.
And turns out we actually have a few other words that like drive us insane.
That's true.
Absolutely. You want to go ahead and start with yours there?
One for me is in shows, I don't like the word success. I have always had such a hard time saying the success, and I always would go, success. Like, I don't know what it is, but I always had a hard time saying that on stage. I also...
Wait, you don't like it just because you have a hard time saying it?
Yes.
Success.
Yes. I love success, but I don't like the word success.
Because also, you can't say it.
Yes. Also, specific.
Specific.
Specific. I say it well when I really think about it, when I talk fast and I go specific. I feel like I just can't get it out.
That's weird. So you don't like these words not because of what they represent, you just can't say them.
No, what they represent I admire greatly, but I just can't say it. I just can't do it.
You know what one I hate? Because actually I hate what it represents and I can say it just fine, is expectation.
You don't like that word?
No, I don't like that word.
Why?
Because every time it's been used in some like negative comment about, you know, you haven't met our expectations, or to this is what we expect from you. You hear that all your life, and after a while, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what you expect from me.
Isn't there a book called The Great Expectation?
Great Expectations. Yes, there is a book.
I don't know what it's about, so I don't want to. I don't want to defend it.
All right, maybe in that context, but okay. I don't know. That's just one of those words I hear. This is the expectation. I don't know. It drives me nuts.
Let me guess. It triggers you.
It triggers me.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Really, in an instant, you don't like triggers.
No, I don't mind that.
Can you say it?
Yeah, I can say triggered.
Okay.
And it's not that triggered isn't a real thing. It's just I grew up saying, that makes me upset. That makes me mad. That makes me emotional. Like triggered, it's this big, massive, it can mean anything. And I'm not an English professor or teacher or very good English speaker. But anyway, I'm not really good at any of that. Our buddy John, our sound guy.
Our audio recorder just went flying out the door.
I triggered him.
You made him start laughing. He tripped over the cord.
In all seriousness, I know triggered is a serious thing, but I just don't like that it becomes this overall catching everything. Just tell me your feelings are hurt, you're upset or mad or sad. I like the more specific approach to that, I guess.
That's very good.
Yeah, thank you. I even used a word I don't like.
Pronounced it perfectly.
Thank you. I hyphenetically did it in my head. Hey, what's our topic for today, Mike?
Topic for today. So we got this question from John in Utica. And more we're kind of getting our topics from questions or comments that come in from just some listeners.
Yeah, which is awesome. Thank you so much.
Helps us to know what to talk about.
I was going to say, thank you for the support. And speaking of support, before we get into this question, feel free to reach out to us. If you have a theater, products, anything you want just represented on our podcast, we love to have you reach out to us. We could talk about how to get you on as one of our sponsors and maybe even a guest spot on our podcast. So please reach out to us on our Facebook group, Upstaging Gentlemen. Check it out, and then reach out to us. We'd love to have you be a part of these. It'd be awesome. So what's the topic, Mike?
Well, John in Utica. John in Utica.
That sounds official.
Wants to know. It does sound official.
John in Utica.
Utica, New York.
Ooh.
And he wants to know if we have ever had to stop a show. Like, right in the middle of a show, anything gone wrong, and we have ever had to stop a show.
Ooh, yes. I know you have a really good story about that. I'll let you go first on this. I know this story. Let's hear it.
You know what? The really good stories on why somebody would have to stop a show are usually not really good stories at the time.
No, they're actually not.
They're actually terrible.
And everyone that we talked about did end up well and okay,
yes.
FYI.
Yes. Okay, so we're at Play With Your Food, and this was actually, like, horrific for me. And you always hear people saying, the show must go on, because that's the expectation, you know,
yep.
The theatrical expectation. And that's true to some extent, but at some point there is time to halt the show.
Right, priorities.
And so we're doing the, you know, we're Play With Your Food, it's a dinner theater, and the audience has just eaten, and we're getting ready to perform the first part of the play. And we're doing the Neil Simon show, Jake's Women. And so I'm up on stage, and I'm performing in this one, and we're, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes into the show, and I hear someone's cell phone go off in the audience, and I'm, you know, or ignoring it. Not go off as in ring, but I can hear that they're using it, like something's dialing, something's going on with the cell phone. And like, what is happening here? And then, you know, from out in the audience, it continues. I hear this rustling and shuffling around, and I'm just trying to, you know, concentrate on the lines, but I'm thinking, what is going on out there? And then I hear this noise, a slapping of the face. Come on, buddy. Come on, stay with us. And something like that. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I hear on the cell phone, it comes out, like, really loud. Like, I can hear it. I hear, 911, what is your emergency? And I look out, and I don't know what is happening. I don't know if the guy is having a heart attack or what is happening. But it is happening right in the middle of the show. So I was, you know, well, I think that we've got to pause the show right here. And the audience, you know, wholeheartedly agreed. And we pulled back all the tables and chairs and called the paramedics. The fire engine got there real quick. And the paramedics, even though we're only about two blocks from the hospital, took the paramedics a while to get there. But then they did, and they came in.
They probably were on another call, probably.
They probably were, yeah, they just were on another call. And honestly, they were probably there a lot quicker than we thought that they were.
It feels like a lifetime.
It just seems like a lifetime. And, you know, we're just hoping that this guy is okay. And then they come in and get him up on the gurney and, take him out. And, you know, luckily he was fine. And I saw him about a week later. I ran into him and just, you know, walking through town. And I guess they had kept him. Well, I knew they had kept him overnight because I had called his wife to check up on him. And she was like, yeah, it's just a freak thing. Like, they don't know what's going on. They're going to keep him overnight. And I think that, you know, they ended up releasing him. And he was okay. But that was a really scary moment. And then afterwards, how do you recover from that? Because, you know, Neil Simon's comedy, dinner theater comedy, and so we put the tables back, and I get up on stage, and hey, who's ready to keep the laughter going? Like, that was the hardest transition to get back into. But, you know, everybody was really rooting for just the situation to work out well, and so the audience was extremely gracious and extremely helpful during that time, and, you know, we kept the show going, and all was well after that.
Well, that does seem intense, but obviously you made the right choice by stopping the show, not letting it go on. Obviously, it's a priority. People are more important than a show, of course. Kind of a situation that happened more recently, and I'll be careful because I don't want to give away too much personal information, but about 15 minutes into our production, I heard this noise down in the seats. And I stood up and looked down, and I saw this gentleman fall. He fell on his knees, went off the side, and kind of rolled off the steps, hit his head on the floor, and yes, unfortunately, there was blood. I look over, and I looked at Mark. I said, stop the show, our sound tech, our tech director. I looked and said, stop the show. He stopped the music and turned the house lights up. I went running downstairs, went over to the gentleman, assessed the situation, kind of helped stabilize him and applied pressure to his head. And this is the kind of a cool part about this. The audience was so supportive, so engaging. A gentleman came over and said, here, let me hold. He came over, he goes, can I help? I said, here, hold pressure here. I was trying to get communication to him. And I stood up. I went, as I saw Steve, my business partner, he came in behind me. He took over kind of the situation of the scene. I got on the phone, called 911. By the time I even did that, there was already, the dispatcher said there was already three phone calls. They're on their way. Now, again, they got here, I think, in, I'll just say 7 to 10 minutes. But it felt like a lifetime, of course. In that moment, you're like, what's going on? The cast was backstage. Some of them were freaking out at first because they didn't know what happened. They're having kind of a breakdown, some of them. Some are being supportive. And I just went back there and I said, hey, everyone, just circle up real quick. Let's chat. The paramedics are on the way. The gentleman's breathing. They're talking to him. And I looked up in our monitor that shows our audience. You saw like a three or four audience members there talking to him, trying to communicate with him, keep him alert. His wife a couple times smacked him in the face, was saying, hey, honey, stay with me. Hey. And one gentleman was even making jokes, trying to make him laugh, saying, "We thought you were part of the show. Then we heard you sing." And then the people were laughing just to be engaging. So I went and calmed the cast down, got them situated, talked about, don't worry about the show. That's not our priority right now. The audience member is. He's more important than the show as a whole. And Steve and I, after the paramedics got here and they were getting him on the gurney and taking his vitals and stuff, they ended up taking him to the hospital. Steve and I talked about it. We're like, hey, we'll just go out and tell them we're going to refund their tickets. Tell the audience. So we went out there. Not one audience member left. Some of them went outside to breathe a little bit, get some fresh air and not be a part of that. Some stayed, didn't want to be in the way. We went on stage. Steve went on stage and just told them, hey, our cast is willing to go on and finish the show. We were 15 minutes in. But if you'd like to, feel free to go to the box office. We'll refund it or exchange your ticket for another day. We're happy to do that. And Steve offered kind of a community prayer. We prayed for him, the gentleman and his wife. We offered to pray for them. We're not a Christian theater, but we're Christian men running a theater. Mm-hmm. And we decided to pray. The audience members, to a whole, all bowed their head, either prayed or showed reverence and gave that moment of silence for him. They helped put the chairs back. The audience wanted to go on. I struck up with the cast. We talked. We said, hey, this is what the audience wants. Are you feel comfortable? The cast was so eager to do it. And yes, they came on. They did a great job. We took the scene from, we went back maybe a couple lines, took the top of the scene, blackout lights came up, and we picked the show up, and the show went on. The ironic thing in all this was it was our video day, too, for our archival purposes. So we had a videographer here that day videoing. She was so sweet, and after the show, she goes, hey, I'll come back another day, or I could edit that out. And now here's the catch of all that. After all that even happened, I went down and sat. My daughters were here that day, two of my daughters, and I sat in the back row with them. And the very end, there's bows, and then we do like a three-song mega mix where we're dancing. That day, hot day, 111, 112 outside, it starts to rain. Steve texts me at the end, and I look down at my phone on my watch, and it said, it's raining. I said, of course it is. For a split second, I thought, we're going to get a blackout, of course, probably after today. Sure enough, right before we go into this big mega mix, there's like still three big dance numbers left. Our power surges. Everything flickers. Boom. Lights lock on. And I'm like, that's it. I just walk down the steps and go, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for our show. Thank you so much. And just praise them for being such a supportive audience. Appreciate them all. And it was just one of those times where there's nothing we could do to control any of that. But we kept moving forward. The audience was so supportive. Some of them were like, oh, we really want to come see the Mega Mix. We want to see the end of the show. The cast wanted to re-record, of course, because the end of the show was really fun and festive. Yeah. So we did. We actually had the videographer come back. A couple of the audience members wanted to come back and see that. So we let them come back to one of our other shows that we had open seats for, or some of them we put up in our kind of, where I sit up above in the tech booth, I gave them some of those seats so they can have kind of special seating. But all that to say, yes, it happens. But I think the key thing is the people are more important. Cast members all the time come up and go, hey, this is happening. We had another cast member who had a family member that was struggling with some fire issues during the fire scare that was happening. Forget the show. Who cares? That's money. That's a show. You're more important. You're more important than any production ever. And I think that's very important to remember. It is just a show. And with that said, yes, the show matters, but when it comes to the people, they matter more.
My mind is just so full right now with, you know, where to take this, but the thing I just, you know, is at the forefront of my mind, just hearing that story and just, you know, thinking back to, you know, my own story from last year. It's like theater audiences are super special.
They are.
I mean, they're the coolest people going out there and spending good amount of money on a ticket on something that they know could fall apart right in front of them. It's live theater. This could all go wrong at any time. And sometimes it does. And yet they're still so encouraging people. And I remember this, you know, when you were talking about your audience going out to help, I remember this now. There were some of my audience, without even having to be asked, just ran out and were flagging the paramedics down, just stood outside. They were just making it happen. And that's the whole point of theater. It's, you know, bringing people together, bonding, and that's what the audience was doing. You know, it, whether it's through the laughter of the show or the tragedy that happens in the middle of the show and actually, right. you know, real life, it's like, what a special group of people.
Creating that unity through art. And I made a point. Steve stood at one entrance of our hallways exiting. He stood at one end. I stood at the other end. I thanked and apologized to everybody coming out to a person. They said, there's nothing to be sorry for. You handled that so well. You showed where your priorities were. This was still a great show. And they committed because it took, that whole situation took like 45 minutes. So now this 2-hour event took 3 hours. And they still stuck with it. And not one person was ungrateful, unappreciative, or they were just supportive. When they left, Steve and I came in the office and we sat down. We both went, oh, mentally drained, but still so encouraged by everyone's attitude. Which brings us to kind of a cool topic we could segue into, Mike. Why theater? Why pick theater when there's movies, when there's other entertainment facets and everything? Why pick live theater? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, so when I was in college, took mm-hmm. a theater class, the intro to theater, and our teacher came out and he defined theater. And I have never been able to find his. I've looked, I've Googled it. I've looked. I've never been able to find his description of theater anywhere or his meaning of theater. But he said theater means man in action. And you know what that means. If you think about it, anywhere man is in action, that's a form of theater. It doesn't have to be acting. It can be music. It can be basketball. It can be going bowling. It can be architecture, sculpting, horseback riding, you know, whatever. Whatever it is that you can do, it can be your form of theater. And so I think, you know, so much of it goes back to just your need to create somehow or your wanting to go and be a part of watching somebody else's creation. But I love that definition, man in action, but I've never been able to find it somewhere. So I don't know if that's entirely accurate or something that he made up off the top of his head, but it just made so much sense to me. Like, what isn't theater? Everything that you do can be a form of theater. And I don't know, I guess supporting each other's creative endeavors, whether it be, you know, listening to somebody play music, and you know, you could listen to a recording, but how much cooler is it if you can just hear it live? Mm-hmm. Like you're getting just, you know, that one-on-one, let me play this for you. It's like you're getting a little concert there. Or I don't know, you could go to a printer and print out a picture of a painting, but it'd be cooler to have the actual canvas in your hand, like the real thing that somebody actually made. And I don't know, there's something just about that, it being authentic and the live theater right in front of you where you know that you're going to go see something that's never going to happen again. Even if it's, you know, even if the show is playing like, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, none of those three performances are going to be exact.
Nope. Different applause, different energy, different focus.
Yeah. The different audience is going to bring the different energy and different. And so you're going there and you're seeing something with a group of people that, you know, probably will never all be in the same room at the same time again. Like you said, with that amount of energy and there is this live performance that is just for the people in that room and it will never be repeated again. And that's pretty cool. It's a creation happening right in front of your eyes. But yeah, I mean, many people do stay home and just choose to watch Netflix or we did it again. I did it again.
Yes,
that wasn't even you that time. That was me. I did it again. Product placement. Maybe we can send them a bill.
Yeah.
We'll at least send it to them.
The worst idea is don't pay.
That's what they're going to do.
That's true.
But, I mean, I like doing that too. It's new. While we're doing product placement, while we just had a fail, I'll just say, you know, I just stayed home and binge watched, you know, the 5th season of Cobra Kai. You seen that yet?
I just started watching it last night, the first episode.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they were in Mexico. I just watched the first episode.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
Wait till you get to the end. All right, but I mean, I like doing that too, but there is that opportunity to come see the live show.
Well, and live theater is awesome. And I could say I'm a I'm a very passionate, emotional person. So I could watch a movie. I may tear up. I get invested and I'm so focused. But there is really nothing like going to see live theater and watching people perform their art and do it. And I get the same, I do get, seeing movies, I do get the same kind of feel, but there's nothing like watching an audience respond. And maybe if I got to stand there in the back and watch the audience respond to a movie, but I love the whole, and I know movies take big teams and effort, and I'm not downplaying movies because it takes a lot of work and talents and gifts and money and budget. But as far as live theater goes, it's so cool to see the choreographer come in and bring their talent. Then the music director come bring their talent. Then your prop person, mistress or mister, come in and bring their props. And then the lighting designer, the sound designer, the director, the whole production team coming together to create this masterpiece, and then watching the audience come and receive that and take away from it what you are wanting them to feel and take away. It's such a powerful thing. And I could just say, during the C word, COVID, I said it, but during that word, it was very obvious and how much we missed out on that, the interaction of that. Having someone sing you a song, whether it be romantic, emotional, whatever that feeling is, they're singing to you, high energy, to be in that room and have that energy poured onto you while they're doing that and be able to just thank them for their talents and gifts that they're using is so inspiring, inspirational. And I think that's so important. And that's why I think theater is so impactful and why I think I would choose theater. And I think there's a space and time for all of it, actually. But I think theater as a whole is just so important.
You know who I saw in concert just about a week ago? I went and saw Weird Al live.
Oh, I love Weird Al.
And that, you know what? Still to this day, I've seen him 3 times live now, and this guy puts on the best concert I've ever seen. Like, you know what? I mentioned in the last podcast, went and saw, you know, Kids Incorporated and Stacey Ferguson live. Ha! Weird Al was the best concert. Even better than Kids Incorporated, as much as I love them.
Wow.
But I just felt like that way because I feel like he gives every bit of energy that he has to give. I mean, you want to talk about like somebody that I feel like loves his fans and gives his all for his fans. Like, I don't even know how he did it. I bet he walked off stage and dropped. Like, what is he, in his 60s by now? And he still gave a hardcore 2-hour concert, must do these like every other night, or, you know, he performs a lot. But that was the wildest show, like so much energy into it. I felt like he gave every last thing that he had to give. And the guy is, you know, what an incredible musician. And just his voice holding out that whole time. And I was in awe. And you can't get that staying home. And
no, get that on a movie screen either. You don't get that in-person connection.
Yeah, and I even have the Weird Al's concert DVD, and I watched it. It's really good, but seeing him live, there's right, just such a massive difference in the two. And you are going to see something special if you go out and support live theater. But also, you know, think about going out. And if you say, why theater? Why go out and see a theater? How about supporting some of these actors that are going out? And on all levels, I mean, man, think about, you want to see some passion in acting? Like, go out and see a junior high show where it's probably going to be some low-budget thing. They don't have a lot of money for it. They're not the best actors, but never, ever, ever will you find like a braver group of actors. You probably got these kids back there that are scared to death. They're going out there mustering up every last nerve that they have to go out there and perform in front of these people. And like, wow, they're giving it their all. You got to be there for that performance.
Yeah,
you know, check those out. You know, whatever, just go out and support the actors as they're doing it. And you're going to be there for a triumph right there, because they're going to go out there and they're giving it all their courage mustered up. They're probably backstage shaking, and then they go out there and you're going to be in the room feeling the triumph. You're going to feel something very, very special that night if you allow yourself to open up and be a part of that.
Yeah.
So what do you got? What do you got after that?
That was deep.
That was deep.
Yeah, it was. That was really good. No, I agree with you, Mike. I really love seeing people grow as artists, too. It's cool seeing these people that come in and have never been a part of a show or production, and they're getting their feet wet, and they've never auditioned anywhere before, and they're nervous. But to see them come and blossom and bloom and grow into something that they're proud of. Then you see their family come. Some family members live out of state and they drive 6, 12, 13 hours to come and see their family members perform. And seeing that, as you, the word I'll use is that, what you use, triumph. They see them and their family comes and celebrates with them. And in that moment, in that day, that they're not going to get back again, they have that triumph, that successful feeling that they did something that people are proud of them for. And something that they're going to grow and get to nurture and become better at it. And then hopefully they pass that on to somebody else. And then it keeps going and keeping that kind of cycle going. I think it's so important. And I love that. Selfishly, I love that Legendary gets to be a part of that process where people could come, be a part of something that they could be proud of and grow and learn from. And I encourage actors and actresses all the time, go to other theater, go other places, go and tell them how cool we were or how bad we were, but go and tell them, then come back, bring your friends with you. And I think that's so important to push artists as they're growing too, is just go experience other opportunities and come back. Use the talents and gifts that you learned. Educate us. Help us learn new ways of doing things, too.
You know who, speaking of, you go see, support these actors and see these younger actors perform. You never know who they're going to take off and turn into. It was like, how crazy would it have been to, I don't know, be there when Laurence Olivier got his start and see like one of his early performances right there?
That would be awesome to see.
Be insane. Like, you'd never know it at the time. He would just grow up into it. And John, the guy that's, you know, right over here doing our audio today with us, you know who we saw really early on was, you ever heard of this comedian, Taylor Tomlinson? Yeah, she's taken off now. She's got some Netflix specials and everything. She was on Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
But we saw her in Tennessee out at a convention out there, and she was just coming up. And I mean, she was just a teenager. Like she was not well known yet at all. But I remember her. Like when she was on like Last Comic Standing, I was like, oh my gosh, I saw her like 10 years ago in Tennessee, and I remember her because she was so funny. Like they had this open mic night that and every comedian there could get up and tell just a minute. And she got up there and her joke was, so they asked me here, like, you know, they said, you should have something planned for your audience to take away from your show. So what do you want your audience to take away from your show? And she said, I thought, t-shirts and DVDs. And it's like, that was so witty. I just remember like seeing her perform first time right there. Totally. Just on a side note, go out and support live theater because these are your up and coming artists right here.
Yep. I think it's awesome. Well, Mike, you want to give a little recap on kind of our podcast today? Our time's wrapping up.
Is it wrapping up?
Yeah.
We get yakking.
Yeah, we get this.
And then we get going. And then John's over in the corner, like waving his hands, like, dude, you're out of time. Like,
Thank you, five. I thought he wanted us to dance. I didn't know.
You didn't want us to dance? Yeah, so what were we even talking about today? Why theater?
Why theater? And I think we covered that enough.
I think we covered everything. You know, at least give it a shot. If you've never seen a live performance and you haven't, like, man, what are you waiting for? Go out and support a live theater. Go do it. It doesn't matter. Children's theater or a seniors group or whatever. If people are getting together and they're putting on a show, you got to go check it out, especially if it's in your area. Support your community. I mean, that's really cool. Not enough communities are able to have live theater.
Yep.
And I think that if more people were supportive of it, they would be able to get that. But there's a lot of communities where even if they offered it, hey, we're putting together this cool show, look at us, and people still don't come see it. Yeah. And that's the hardship. So, man, leave Netflix off for the... I did it again.
Leave those media services
off. Leave the streaming services off for the night and just go support some live theater.
Also, the beginning thing we talked about, people are more important than a show. If something comes up, don't be afraid to stop the show. Talk to your audience. Communicate. Be honest with them. Let them know where you're at.
Well, I mean, and remember, the audience is why you're doing theater.
Yep.
So, you know, whether they're coming to see a show, you never, it's live theater. You don't know how it's going to end up. But, yeah, the audience, so important. They're the reason that you're there.
Hey, before we sign off today, guys, thank you so much for supporting our podcast and just listening in, giving ideas and topics to talk about. Really appreciate you guys. Please check us out on our Facebook group and continue to follow us. We really love the support. And please, again, if you want to be a sponsor, come on as a guest of our show, reach out to us, talk to us. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, support live theater and support the Upstaging Gentlemen podcast. We'll catch you next time. Later. Bye, everyone.